What a beautiful reading. We heard from the first reading from the book of letter to the Romans. Other day I proposed to read Romans chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8. 5, 6, 7 chapters can say our old life or a journey to start the journey in the Spirit, life in the Spirit. Once we enter Romans chapter 8, Paul describes about the real spiritual journey. It's very powerful. It's beautiful. And today, St. Paul explains, I like that word of God. I think one of the most quoted word, Romans 8:14, that word says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba," like we are calling Dad. It's not just say Father, much more than that, much more affectionate, much more closeness, because, Dad, Mom, you know, that affectionate closeness. And also, you cannot call everyone Dad, because you have... So, but here, Jesus is called us, set us free, and called us into the Spirit, and gave us that Spirit, Abba. And that Word of God, and this is the place we all have to reach, Romans 8:14. We need to be guided by the Spirit. Always everything should be prompted by the Spirit. For that, there are a lot of things. We need to put aside all our rigidity. We need to be open to the Spirit. That openness will allow the Holy Spirit to enter our life. I need to be guided by the Spirit. Every day, every moment. As soon as we get up in the morning, one of the things I do, I'm not a saint, but, I do every day. The first thing I pray, or sometimes I sing Veni Tuus Creatus, that song, or a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Because we need the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, we are like a fish out of water. Without the Spirit of God, we have no life. And we need to be guided by the Spirit. Once we allow that Holy Spirit to be guided in our life, we see in small things, oh my goodness, how God directed me in this time, towards this particular person. Maybe how God is, you will see so many wonderful things. And I'm sure you are seeing, you're all guided by the Spirit. That's why you are sitting here in the church in the morning. That's beautiful. So, then the response to the psalm we heard, our God is the God of salvation. It's beautiful. Now the gospel, it's wonderful. It's beautiful to see. As St. Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 16, as spiritual people, we need to have the mind of Christ. Mind of Christ. That is also connected with, if we want to have the mind of Christ, we also need the Spirit of Christ. So, if we don't have the mind of Christ, we become like legalistic people. We don't understand anything. We don't understand why we are doing what we are doing. And this is very important. So here, Jesus is teaching us. Beautiful. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath. Of course, the rabbi was not very happy with that. Because according to them, Jesus was just the son of a carpenter. And there he just met a woman 18 years. Why the scripture says 18 years? Just wanted to know that the intensity, pathetic, pitiable situation of that person. 18 years, not just 18 months or 1 month. 18 years had been crippled by his. This is very important. This is very important. Crippled by a spirit. Now, we are all crippled in many ways. And that cripple comes from bond, this something, on the other word, bondage. Sometimes we can go for confession and we say like, oh, I'm struggling with this all my life. All my life. Who can set me free from this? So that's the area I'm crippled. So we're all, you know, sometimes we think like we are perfect, we are, you know, externally looks handsome or beautiful and everything is fine, but this, our situation is also can be like this person. We are crippled in many ways. And we need to ask to ourselves, the Lord, Lord, show me that area where I need to be delivered. I need to experience God's deliverance and God's Spirit. So that's a beautiful context Jesus is encountering. And how mercifully, lovingly Jesus did that healing. Jesus was not saying from the far, okay, you're healed, go. No. Jesus came with the compassion. Mercifully, Jesus first saw her. That's a very important word. Jesus saw her. Glimpse of Jesus. That's what we need. We need Luke chapter 19. While Jesus was going, there was a person, Zacchaeus. He wants to see just a glimpse. That changed. So Jesus saw. He called to her and said, woman, you are set free of your infirmity. Beautiful words. Jesus was not saying anything, okay, you're done. Because I don't want to dirty my hands. I remember when I was in the seminary, one of my senior seminarian from Malta, Paul Mitzi, I hope he's doing a great job. We'll pray for him. So one day, he gave a beautiful homily, still I remember. Because when we were in the seminary, we used to have our own house jobs. One of the jobs, like, you know, sometime we have to, you know, clean all the desk. I mean, prepare all the table and plates and everything. And when the cleaning job comes, nobody wants to do that, you know. And then that particular day, I remember he preached. A priest is the one who dirty his hands. That was a very powerful homily, I still remember that. So we are called to dirty our hands. We need to extend our hands. That's what Jesus, look at here, Jesus, it's beautiful. Jesus, he laid his hands on her. And other people, maybe, oh, she's possessed. We don't want to touch. Definitely, she was not in a very good situation. But Jesus did. But then, Jesus, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. Beautiful. What's the problem here? But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath day, he could not even see that great good thing happened in that person, but he is trying to find fault. People who are finding fault in everything, they don't have the Spirit of God. Once we have the Holy Spirit, we will find goodness in every person, goodness in everything. Otherwise, We will only have complaints, complaints, complaints. And we say, the church is hell, Pope is wrong, Bishop is wrong, the priest is wrong, and everything is a problem. And there is only one person without problem, that's me. But when the Holy Spirit comes, we started seeing things, our problems, and we started seeing the goodness in others. That's the sign the Spirit of God is in us. It's beautiful here. He said that. See, how can you do this on the Sabbath day? Because for them, everything was Sabbath day. They only know that external things, but they were rejecting the internal spirit. Now, Jesus had to struggle and suffer a lot from the people who were inside, people who so-called religious people. Even today, the same situation has not much changed. Only increased. Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox? Very practical question Jesus asked. They could not deny that. Then Jesus reminded, this daughter of Abraham, Jesus used that word Abraham. For Abraham is a big figure for them. They could not deny this daughter of this Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage? This is the question. Beautiful, powerful question. Jesus silenced the words of that hypocrites. My dear loving friends, the most important thing in every situation, we need to be like Jesus. Jesus is our model. And we have to maybe sometime to pause in this situation. How Jesus is going to deal this situation? And we are called to be like that. Merciful, kind, good, loving. That's the way we become more and more like Christ.